Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shulls. This week we're taking a break from Carl Sandburg's Fairy Tales of North America, and instead, we're heading off to Germany. This is not a week of the Brothers Grimm, no. We're returning to one of my favorite books that matches a little bit of history with a little bit of folklore. This is from Legends of the Rhine by Wilhelm Ruland. Our first story is, unfortunately, probably not super child-appropriate, but it is short, and it's in fact a story that I could have sworn I'd told, and, you know, we have been doing this for more than a few years as we are edging up on 900 stories told and almost a million downloads, but this isn't one I've told before. I've searched, I've done my due diligence, and it's not there. This is a story from the Castle Sunek. This is The Blind Archer. In his stronghold at Sunek, Siebold, one of the most rapacious of the robber barons, presided over a godless revel. Wanton women with showy apparel and painted cheeks lolled in the arms of tipsy cavaliers. The music blared, and to complete their carousal, wine flowed freely. The lord of Sunek, flushed with drinking and leering on the assembly with evil-looking eyes, spoke as follows. "Noble ladies," drunken applause from his worthy associates, "and much-married nobles," loudly giggled the shameless females. "After food and drink, I, as your host, will be pleased to entertain you by bringing before you a ferocious animal which I keep confined here." While the ladies pretended to take shelter timidly behind their lords, and the men stared at their host expecting some further explanation, the doors of the room opened, and led by two servants, a man in coarse garments with unkempt hair and beard stood before them. A suppressed whisper passed round the festive board, and all eyes were fixed on the haggard countenance of the prisoner, when, for a moment, the weary eyelids were raised, two ghastly cavities were visible. Again, with the same tone of levity, the lord of the castle spoke. "Lovely ladies and knightly companions, the best marksman on the Rhine was Hans Veit of Fürstenbeck. Like ourselves, he was dreaded far and near. He and I entered on a feud of life and death, and he went down. With broken brand and battered shield, bleeding from numerous wounds, I lay prostrate before you, awaiting manfully the death thrust," murmured the prisoner, and his voice sounded as if from the grave. "It pained me to finish him off," said Siebold flippantly. "I got his two eyes taken out and thus added to my collection of rarities. The best archer on the Rhine."
"My murdered eyes behold your scorn," said the prisoner harshly.
"But surely chivalry still flourishes on Sunek," said the lord of the castle. "Understand then that my servants have informed me that even blind you can, guided only by sounds, hit a given mark with a bolt. If you come out of this ordeal successful, freedom shall be the reward." Stormy applause greeted these words.
"Death were dearer to me than life," murmured the blind archer.
As he seized the crossbow, however, a gleam of joy went over his countenance like a ray of sunshine over a somber landscape. Crowded together in a corner of the room, the guests watched the proceedings. The lord of Sunek seized a goblet and ordered the prisoner to draw upon it after hearing the sound. In the next moment, the silver clang resounded as the goblet fell on the floor.
"Shoot now," said Siebold of Sunek,
and immediately an arrow pierced his mouth. With a grunt like a slaughtered ox, Siebold sank among the rushes. Silent and motionless, with the two eye cavities gaping, stood the blind man. Then his shaggy head sank on his heaving breast. Like a flock of frightened crows, the knights and their paramours fled, and only a few terrified squires and servants muttered prayers over the body of the lord of Sunek. And that is The Blind Archer, a story of Castle Sunek in Germany. And the story of giving one's conquered enemies their dignity, which Sebald certainly did not do, and which he, I'm sure, regretted. This is Dan Schulz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, Spotify, anywhere you'd like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.